All right. So, yeah, okay. So I'll start by talking a little bit about what happened about Liberty Forum. So basically, New Hampshire Liberty Forum 2023 went off with success.
Actually, I'm sorry, Chris.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt. We should probably explain for viewers what this is. This is the New Hampshire Exit podcast, where we talk about New Hampshire independence news. And you were going to talk, I guess, about what's going on with New Hampshire Exit at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum.
Yeah, so Matt and Ian and Bonnie and myself, we basically went and promoted NH Exit in Independence at New Hampshire Liberty Forum. NH, the I New Hampshire Independence PAC got a table, and so a bunch of T-shirts were sold. We sold basically NH Exit T-shirts and PAC T-shirts. And it wasn't a whole lot, it's not a big event, so there wasn't a whole lot of sales, but a bunch of T-shirts were sold, a bunch of bumper stickers were given away, things like that. A lot of people were, Ian especially talked to a lot of people about just independence. He's still there right now, so I can't, I only went on Saturday. I didn't go on Sunday today, so we'll have to wait till, I guess, next week probably to hear from him about how he thought it went. I thought it went pretty well. I was hoping for a little bit, larger attendance. Maybe there were 200 people there. Last year there were 500 people. I didn't go last year, missed it. But this year, the snowstorm, I think, got in the way. But they also didn't sell quite as many tickets as I understand. So yeah, I mean, it is what it is, but it was still a great event. There's still going to be I did a little video filming, well, not related to NH Exit. I'm gonna mention, I'm gonna writing up a story for Free Keen. I'm gonna go ahead and mention the New Hampshire Independence stuff in there a little bit. But mostly it's about Mr. Bitcoin showing up at and crashing New Hampshire Liberty Forum 2023. So, or that's kind of the headline anyway, the attention grabbing headline. It wasn't, he sort of did crash it a little bit, kind of, which is kind of funny. But that was, he crashed like a talk at New Hampshire Liberty Forum. He there was a lot of good stuff happening. So New Hampshire NHX obviously was one of them. So that's probably about all I have to say about
Cool.
that. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, so I figure we'll stick around a little while, just in case somebody comes, or at least I will. If there's not, if you don't have anything more, I think I probably covered it. The big thing that was happening this week, at least, so. Yeah, there's always stuff happening. I can't remember everything either. And some other people are better off at remembering what's going on than I am sometimes. So I tend to let them talk more than me. But yeah. I don't think I ran into him. Maybe I'm mistaken. If he was there, I don't know. I'm surprised I didn't run into him if I was there, or nobody even introduced me to him, I don't think. So I'm a little surprised if that I so I mean Matt and Ian and we all were so busy, so it might just have been that he was there and I don't know, either he wasn't introduced or it went over my head that I was introduced to him even. He nobody said anything about Texit. So I'm not sure. That's a question that Ian would probably better, or maybe Matt would be better able to answer. Okay, then he wasn't there.
Has there been any any developments with the attempt to get a an aerial banner?
Did you were you here last on last week's show or town hall meeting? Let me think about what happened. So I think the answer is Matt is unable to do anything, or is uncomfortable doing anything, but I think there might be somebody else that's willing to do it, you know, without, you know, too much cost. So it might still happen. I think that's kind of where things were left off, and I don't think there's any updates beyond that. Yeah, I mean that's fine. I'm not gonna hang around all that terribly long. Just, you know, I might hang around another couple minutes at most. It's up to you.
Yeah, I can free you up because I'm not taking a walk anyway, so okay. It wouldn't be any skin off my nose.
Yeah, I'm always so busy with stuff. I don't know how Ian does it, but
I don't know how you do it. I guess I must be just getting old because there are only certain things I want to do anymore. There are types of activism I just wouldn't do anymore that I did 10 or 20 years ago because it's too much work. But
Yeah, no, I came back, I only went for Saturday, and Ian was there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and I'm like, oh, I got stuff to do. This event's too small to be, you know, with 100 people or 200 people turning out. That's not that big of an event to have the energy to go all day. I got up at 6 a.m. yesterday, and it was 2 hours to get to Manchester. Because of the snow, and it's like, you know, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock is coming around. I'm like, I'm out of here. You know, it's like, after party, you're going to go to an after party? Oh my gosh, I don't know how he does it.
Well, Ian, I think he's celebrating possibly his last months of freedom by imprisoning himself at an event.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I mean, they're going to appeal. I mean, I think the appeals are going to, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I think the appeals are going to take a while for the Crypto 6 stuff. And he's supposedly going to be out on appeal, probably. So if that's the case, it might be a while before, you know, if at all, and it all depends on how it goes with appeal. So it might be, he doesn't see, I'm not holding my breath or anything, but there's a possibility he doesn't see any more cage time. I mean, other than being imprisoned in his own home, and having to ask permission for, you know, every time he wants to do anything outside the house.
Yeah. But for those who are listening, Ian Freeman is a talk show host in Keene, New Hampshire, who was arrested on cryptocurrency-related charges a couple of years ago, and the feds keep, you know, they keep taking him to trial, if they're taking him to court, and locking him up in his house. Stuff like that, but they haven't actually sentenced him yet. So, yeah, I mean, well, if you think about it, what happened in a bunch of stuff to a bunch of people, but in the end, they gave them all time served. But some of them served quite a bit of time before their trials.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they're... I mean, they're going after the jugular here. They want Ian out of the picture, and it's not really got anything to do with cryptocurrency. You know, they went after him in 2012, they went after him 2016, and now they're going after him in 2021. You know, there's a pattern here if you haven't noticed it, and it's not even just Ian, but he's obviously the biggest target. So, you know, he advocates for peace, and they don't like that. And you know, when you have a radio show, you know, 365 days a year is criticizing, you know, the feds, the government, you know, they want you taken out. So they're
what happened in 2012? I've already forgotten that one.
I've stopped actually explaining what happened because it doesn't sound good. But basically they slandered his name. They alluded to certain heinous crimes that never happened through a raid that occurred on Free Talk Live Studio, and plastered Ian's name all over the paper, that there's no reason to believe that they have nothing. There was no charges. There was literally nothing other than supposedly a false swearification by a agent to get a warrant to search Free Talk Live Studio, and whose name is on the bill for the internet connection on, you know, for the studio. It's Ian. And it wasn't even just Ian's internet.
I thought that one was in 2015.
No, that was 2016. It was the year that I moved to Keene, to New Hampshire. It was in March of 2016. Yeah. So yeah, it was like, I don't know, it was shortly after like March 10th, because I don't know, it was within like a couple of weeks, I think, of March 10th, because March 10th was my move-in date. And it was exactly 5 years, at least to the month, for the second raid. So it probably was because they tried to take him out with the slander, and then, you know, knowing that failed, I don't know if they started another investigation or what happened, but they were like, okay, well, we're gonna get him on something. So for 5 years, they followed him around, they followed us around, they followed everybody in our community around, and it was kind of humorous in some respects. I mean, they did a terrible job at it. You know, we knew they were watching. I mean, it wasn't like a secret. FBI didn't even hide, like, they weren't, I mean, they were obviously hiding it, but they didn't do a good job hiding it. I mean, there were two incidences, both with the, you know, undercover fed who was pretending to be a drug dealer buying crypto. That was obvious. And then, of course, the other thing they did was they were questioning people close to Ian. Or at least one person they tried to intimidate. So it's like, okay, you think you're obviously not doing a good job of keeping this investigation, you know, under wraps. So it's so humorous to say that they tried to make the argument early on that he would run. And it's like, dude, this guy knows you're gonna be coming after him. He's gonna do everything he can to dot his I's and cross his T's. Obviously, he's wants the fight. You know, he's a principled guy who wants to, you know, he wants to enable people to be free. And you know, the government doesn't like that, or the people working for government don't like that. You know, they're the opposite of that. They want to control people. So.
Yeah. I doubt anyone's going to
let's
I guess I will go ahead and sign off.
Yeah, we'll call it a day. We'll see you next week if you're able to make it.
Thanks for being here, Chris.
Yeah, same to you. All right. Bye.
Okay.